Yo, what is going on, guys? Got a video for you here today from Men Only, titled When Modern Women Finally Realize the Friend-Zoned Guys Have Moved On. So this is a huge problem for women, okay? They like to keep men around for free attention, free validation, you know, maybe some help moving when they move house, okay? They need a man who's going to pick up things for her. Well, unfortunately, a lot of these guys have actually moved on, and this pisses women off. Now, today's video was suggested to me by Locke the Bounty Hunter. I'm going to leave both of their channels linked in the pinned comments, so make sure you go and subscribe to these guys. Don't forget to leave your own comments, and let's jump right into the video.
I'm not even exaggerating at this point. Every single time I have a conversation with a man, I literally do not ever want to fucking be in a relationship or even speak to a man. I just flew back from a wedding and I was chatting with this guy and he was telling me about his past relationship and how she was so great. She did all these things for him, cooked for him, you know, took care of him, all of these wonderful things that she did, and she was. And then he proceeds to tell me that, you know, the reason they got into the relationship was because she basically put it on him and was like, okay, well, like, what are we doing? And he was like, oh shit, like, she's kind of like putting me in a situation like, are we a thing? Are we not a thing? And so he made the decision to be like, all right, shit, I'll ask you out.
If a woman ever forces a dude to take her out on a date, then there is no way a relationship can form between the two. All you get is a toxic mess that everybody wants to avoid at all costs.
So he proceeds to ask her out because he's like, you know what? I really do enjoy her company and I don't want to let her go. So they start dating. They date for almost a year. And she's talking about how she wants to start a family, how she wants to be a wife. And sure, it may be seeming like it's too soon for her to be bringing those things up or whatever, but it's like she's thinking long term. She's not thinking short term, because why the fuck is she going to get into a relationship if she's not thinking about the future, right? But this is where guys come in and they're like, oh, it's too soon. You know, she's doing too much.
They had been together for roughly a year when she was bringing up marriage and kids, and she's doing this with zero consideration for what her man wants, as if she's trying to move things that quickly, almost because she's running out of time and not actually because she wants him.
But why are you getting into a relationship with someone if you don't even plan on trying to see a future with them? Like, literally, what is the point of a relationship? Like, just to have someone to consistently bang? Consistently have someone to do all the things for you? To me, that's just fucking stupid. Like, you're fucking wasting your own time and hers. But he goes on to say that they broke up and it was cordial, it was mutual, whatever. Because she wants a family and he's not ready for that. And then he proceeds to tell me that he felt like she pressured him into asking her out because she was gonna leave. And that's what fucking pissed me off. So bad. He enjoyed her company, but he didn't want to let her go and move on and find someone who actually wanted to be with her for real, for real. So he chose to ask her out knowing that he didn't want to be with her long term.
They were clearly in a situationship and she was nagging him into wanting something more serious, and she felt compelled to guilt trip the guy into making things official. That's not a good way to start something serious.
So obviously when she starts bringing up wanting to get married, have kids, this obviously scared him. He's like, all right, shit, I need to cut the shit quick. But then he goes on to say how wonderful she was, how great she was. But it's like, no matter what you do as a woman, no matter how great you are, no matter how wonderful you are, and all these XYZ fucking bullshit you do for a man, literally means fucking nothing. And it convinced me further that literally do nothing for a fucking man. Do not put in all this fucking effort. Let them be the one to put the fucking effort in. I literally will never in my life go above and beyond for a man ever again, because I literally did that in my last relationship, and it just proves that this is fucking true. You could do XYZ, go above and beyond for someone, but if they don't want you, they don't want you. And this is a prime fucking example of that.
So because of a story that she takes out of context, she decides that she's going to treat men like crap and expect the men to do all of the work, which isn't all that surprising. Modern women love to pull this crap.
So what I really want to talk about today is that bullshit T app, that T dating advice, which is not even about dating. It's more about pull this guy and bash him, say whatever you want to say about him, even if it happened 10 years ago or if it didn't happen at all. You guys are taking things out of context. You're making things up. You're bringing up family members, sisters, siblings, mothers, fathers, cousins, all this kind of information. And what you're really doing is ruining lives and hurting people's mental health.
Modern women don't see it that way. They see it as revenge. The T-app was supposed to be the ultimate payback against the dudes who didn't want them, as if trying to destroy their character will change everything.
When someone hurts themselves, it's gonna be on you. You're ruining lives. You're hurting people. You're being a hater. You're contributing to hate. You want to see more love and happiness in this world, but look at what you guys are doing. This is not okay. This is not Christian-like. This is not normal behavior. You guys have to get a grip on yourselves, literally. And you guys act like rumors don't happen, and no one's ever said a rumor about you. I'm pretty sure they have, and you guys know exactly how it feels.
The problem is, even though modern women may know how it feels, they assume the people they destroy deserve it, so it's not the same thing. It's psychotic behavior that's celebrated all over the place.
So stop over-exaggerating, stop reporting false information, stop making shit up. Like, it's not okay, it's not worth it. You're literally degrading yourselves, degrading our men. If you're so worried about someone that's going to be an offender, I mean, if he's so bad, we would already know about him, one. Number two, there's a background check for a reason. And number three, like I said, people change, people live, people learn. So if you're with me and you don't like this app, I suggest reporting it to the app store, reporting the post, and don't contribute to the hate. And when people bring this topic up to you, shut it down. Shut it down. I hope to see this app gone, diminished. That's it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see about it. Nothing. So please stop contributing to this hateful trend and spread more positivity. I know you guys want to have each other's backs, but you're doing more harm than good.
Modern women are not interested in sharing positivity. That's a rather difficult thing to do when you're a part of some of the most miserable people on the face of the planet. That's why they went to the T app. Their misery is always wanting for company.
I was having a conversation with one of my girlfriends the other day. And she was telling me how she has a male friend who she's interested in romantically. And I said, have you said anything to him? And she was like, no. And I said, why not? And she said, well, he should get my hints. And I said, hints? What hints? She's like, I mean, the way I act around him and da-da-da, you know, all this stuff. And I was like, the way you act around him, like, what do you mean? And she's like, you know, he should see that I like him.
It's insane how men are to blame for not picking up the incredibly subtle hints of modern women, but these women act like these incredibly lazy acts are somehow clear-cut signs that she's into a dude.
And I was just like, so why don't you just tell him that you like him? And she's like, well, I don't do that. I don't chase men. And I was like, I chasing men and letting a man know that you're interested in him are two different things. Chasing a man is once he knows that you like him and he's still not giving you any type of time of day or whatever. He kind of has you just kind of lingering over here. Letting a man know, and I don't necessarily mean like, hey, I like you, but giving him some subtle hints at least to let him know that you like him is two totally different things.
She clearly doesn't like this guy as much as she claims because her desire to be a boss babe and not to chase men is stronger than her desire to want to go out on a date with this guy.
And I was like, so how do you think he's going to know that you like him if you never say anything? She's like, well, he's going to have to figure it out. And I had to tell her, like, in this day and time, men are not approaching women, which is really weird to me. But I had to sit back and think, like, why aren't men approaching women? And I've come up with the thought of maybe it has to do with COVID and the Me Too movement. COVID, we were in the house for what, a year and a half by ourselves. And so we've just kind of learned how to, one, be by ourselves. And two, the Me Too movement, let me tell you something. If you talk or get with the wrong woman, they can ruin your whole life.
Modern women have been given a hall pass to destroy a man for the most absurd reasons. The only way to protect himself is for a man to just walk away from their insanity.
I actually love how easy it is to piss men off on the internet.
What an interesting hobby.
I'm gonna do it right now. Just talking about how easy they are to upset is like a dog whistle for them, and they'll be in my comments proving me right.
Let me see if I understand this particular thought process correctly. So if a person is making a type of content specifically designed to upset one demographic of people,
Whenever a woman like this claims to be making men angry, it's usually the other way around. How else do you explain their desire to try and enrage people? They want us to take the bait, but men are not biting.
If any member of that demographic, heaven forbid, stands up for themselves, responds in kind, shall we say, or makes any argument against any of the allegations that have been made, then that has proven the person who is intentionally making inflammatory content correct? And somehow they think that's a dog whistle. I kind of wonder if some individuals actually know the meanings of the words that they choose to use, because making content specifically to upset people is going to get reactions. And ironically, that is what a lot of individuals really depend on.
Half of the time, modern women have no idea what they're talking about. They have no definitions for things like narcissism, gaslighting, or dog whistles. It's pretty much guaranteed that they don't even know what they're talking about.
So something I have to admit is that when it comes to dating, I am not good. And here is why. I always tend to put people in the friend zone, or I like have this thing where I feel like I'm not good enough. I'll arrange to meet with someone, but then I'll freak out and make it really abundant. I don't actually want to see them when I do. And I think the reason why I'm like this is because I am scared of being hurt. So it's easier to push someone away before you even meet them, not give them a chance to be welcomed into your life to hurt you.
That kind of an attitude can only be created after going after the wrong kinds of men. The vast majority of regular dudes are loyal, good-hearted men, but they are constantly getting rejected because Chad broke these women in more ways than one.
It sucks, and I don't know why. Why am I like this? I guess because I got hurt so much from my last relationship. I'm actually petrified of being hurt again. But I'm working on it, guys. I am working on it.
It's funny how women like this will say that they are working on themselves, that they're improving, but they don't go anywhere. They go to therapy, they take antidepressants, and they read feminist memes, and they think they're getting better at life.
It's so funny because people are like, well, the reason why like guys don't really come up to you is because you're very intimidating. Like, you're intimidating. I'm just like, what am I gonna do? Smile like this? Everywhere I go, like, that's just not me. I walk around, I have an RBF. I'm a proud resting bitch face person. I walk around how I'm supposed to walk around. And if that means like this, but I'm so happy. That's the thing, I'm happy.
Men are expected to have their looks, fashion, and finances in order before considering talking to a woman. And this woman can't even be bothered to smile at men she finds attractive. And that's somehow our fault as well.
And I crack a smile here and there. But the thing is like, I'm not like, I don't, like, if I'm intimidating to you, then I guess we're not, then I guess, like, what the fuck. But the thing is, I'm like the definition of like, looks can kill you, but is a cinnamon roll. That's me. And if you have the balls, I guess, to get to know me, then you know I'm just like not like that. I guess, honestly, in a way, I feel like it's protection. You know? I don't know, guys.
Even if this woman smiled more, it wouldn't do her any favors because she's implying that the men who don't talk to her are cowards, and she has no idea that calling a man a coward is one of the worst things she can call him.
It is strict out here. I went on a date recently, and after we wrapped up, paid the bill, we were walking out, okay? He walked to the restaurant, and I took an Uber. He was like, oh, how are you getting home? I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to take an Uber. He's like, okay, I'm going to walk home. We gave each other a hug. I'm calling my Uber. I'm like, oh, it's going to be like 5-7 minutes. I'm like, yeah, but it's okay. You don't need to wait if you don't want to. And he's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And then he just like walks off and goes. I didn't like that. If you're just walking, you don't have a car to catch, you don't have a whatever to catch, why can't you wait 5-7 minutes when you're like showing so much interest in me?
This guy did show interest in her by offering to stay with her as she waited for her ride. She told him not to worry about it multiple times, so he left. She set that guy up for failure, and then she gets angry when he doesn't succeed at the game that she won't let him win. It's completely insane.
After that, once I got home, he didn't text me to see if I got home safely. So that's a no ma'am, no ham, no turkey from me, because what do you mean? Like, innately something you should know. If you're going on a date, you like the girl, or even just to be like a gentleman, kind person, you wait to make sure that she's home safe. And then he messages me the next day being like, hey, like, I had a really good time. I would love to see you again. No, sorry, not in the business of teaching you.
There isn't a single thing this woman can teach this guy, mainly because she's made it clear that she is not a desirable woman. She's judging this guy on superficial crap that has no real meaning. At this point, she's just looking for excuses to stay single, and that's why men get the blame. But anyway, guys, we are going to be leaving today's episode there. As always, don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you are new here. Drop a comment, and I will see you all in the next one. Make sure you take care of yourselves. Peace.